to the Stephen A. Smith Show.
27 minutes past hour number two back here on the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM Mad Dog Sports Radio. I'll get back to your calls in just a few minutes, but I've been waiting to talk to this guest because I'm a fan, not just because she's a world championship, former world championship boxer, but she's a hell of an actress as well. She's an Emmy-nominated actress known for her breakthrough role in HBO's True Detective, Night Country, and a world champion professional boxer like I just alluded to. Her latest project is the new sci-fi thriller, Mercy. Please welcome to the show, Kaylee Reese. How are you? How's everything going?
Thank you. Very well. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. It's good to see you. Good to finally meet you. Heard a lot about you throughout the years and watched a little bit of you when you were doing your thing in the world of boxing. We'll talk about that in just a second. But first things first, congratulations to you. And I wanted to get to this film because people are buzzing about it. It comes out in theaters this Friday night called Mercy. The buzz. I want you to talk about, you know, this film itself and what do you like about it so much? And what do you like being a part of it? Why do you like being a part of it so much?
First of all, man, the script, just what it's about based on, you know, premises about an AI judge having this mercy court system, having an AI judge be a judge, jury, and executioner. And from the first page when I read the script, just seeing the trajectory that this character took, Chris Pratt's character being someone who started this judicial system, and he's now accused of murdering his wife and has to prove his innocence. And I play Detective Jack Diallo, who is his partner, who has to basically be his eyes, ears, flying around and on boots on the ground trying to help him prove his innocence in 90 minutes. So I really, knowing that Timur Bekmambetov, which has Wanted, Missing, Searching, and he's like this master of the screen life genre, I was like, I have to do this. And the trajectory that my character specifically takes is a very interesting twist and turn. Absolutely.
When you talk about the trajectory that your character takes, speak to that for a second. How is that going to be different than anything that we've seen from you in the past, particularly on True Detectives and stuff like that?
Well, True Detective, I play obviously a detective, and here I play Detective Jack Diallo, but it's very unique. It's in the not so distant near future where you have, you know, in LA, there's a lot of unrest as, you know, the society is going wild. And she's actually, along with her partner, Chris Raven, is somebody who has faced injustices in her life and wants to be part of the bigger solution. And she thinks that mercy is, you know, can never be wrong. And she's completely behind that. So playing another detective, but having a different why they make the decisions that they do. You know, Detective Navarro had a lot of other different things going on in Alaska, in this Alaska. So being that she's also riding this, what we call a quadcopter, and she basically has to be Chris's ears, eyes, and then this 90 minutes be on the ground trying to take phone calls and go from this area to this to another area to basically try to help him prove his innocence. I think the emotional journey that you get to see my character play is definitely way different than Detective Navarro from True Detective Night Country, for sure.
How does this character that you're going to be playing, I know you highlighted some of the differences or whatever, but, you know, when you think about, you know, the actors and actresses that I talk to, people talk about different roles, how challenging they could be and how it just elevates you because it shows your range and what have you. A lot of times you hear, you know, actresses allude to that and actors allude to that. Does that is that something that you're paying attention to at this point in your career where it's not just about the work, it's about the quality of the work and what it can do to really elevate you to another level? Can you speak to that for a second?
Absolutely. You know, no actor or actress wants to get typecast. Like, you can stick a gun in my hand and I can look like a quote unquote badass, but I like the challenging roles where there's something that I may have to learn how to do, you know, or some emotional range that you wouldn't normally expect someone who's in this position that I'm playing to actually reach. So I love being in different rooms where I don't know anything. I love being part of projects, especially I've been so blessed to be a part of projects such as Mercy, where I'm working with Rebecca Ferguson, Chris Pratt, people who are very well seasoned, Timur, who is a great director, this amazing story that's really relevant to this time. So this early on in my career, I want to take on more of those roles so I can, you know, it's just like a muscle in the ring. I want to get better. So I got to be around the greats, and to be around greats such as Jodie Foster in True Detective and now Mercy with Chris Pratt and Rebecca Ferguson. I definitely welcome on those roles where I know I'm going to have to really stretch that emotional muscle, learn new skills, be in a situation where I actually have to talk to the people who are in these fields of work, such as Mercy, where I played a detective, a homicide detective. You know, we worked really close with the LAPD detectives to really get that understanding of especially how the partner relationship is. So at this point in my career, I open the door to learning new things and making sure that I can not get typecasted into these one-dimensional roles, and I can really work that muscle and stretch my range out as much as I can. As long as I'm breathing air and in this space, I'll do the best I can. You know, I can't help, I have that champion attitude.
That's right. And when you say a champion attitude, educate people about what a championship, a champion's attitude is all about. I'm asking a person that was a six, that boxed, you know, for 16 years, a professional boxer for 6 years, and had six world titles on a resume. What is a champion's attitude, Kaylee? What is that? Explain that.
I mean, you're not going to knock me down and I'm not going to get up physically, mentally, anything. I'm going to keep coming. I'm going to be relentless. I'm going to learn what I need to learn. I got plan A through, you know, F, and F is effort. I'm a fight. I'm always going to fight to the death. I'm always going to go out on my shield, whether that's learning something new, figuring out what way I need to, I'm always going to get to the end goal by any means necessary, whether that's telling a story or taking somebody's strap off their waist in that ring, because I ain't retired yet.
Do you think that gives you an advantage in the world of Hollywood, in the world of acting? Because one would imagine that everybody has the same mentality because all of y'all are in the same craft, per se, but that's obviously not true. Do you think that gives you a distinct advantage, having that quote-unquote champion's attitude when it comes to the work that's required in order to make a project successful?
Absolutely. I mean, the resilience and the endurance you have to have in just any kind of combat sports, especially boxing. I mean, we have to fail all the time. We have to get criticized. We have to keep going no matter what. There's no days off in boxing. There's no days off in acting either. So I think just the mentality and the discipline it takes to box crossed over into my acting, I feel it's beneficial. I didn't go to Juilliard. I didn't go to any school. I didn't get any professional training, but I got the background of boxing. That dedication I have to get to the end goal is definitely something that I feel is an advantage. Also, I didn't get taught. I'm learning as I go, and I'm learning what works for me. It's the same thing I do with boxing. You might show me how to do something, but I make it work for me. And I'm so used to making things, understanding what the end goal is with boxing and making it work for me. And I really think that also just going to the school of life and all the experiences I had through boxing and just life itself is an advantage, because there's no right or wrong way to do things. It's just tell the story how you want to tell the story and just do it the best you can.
You know what? I got to ask this question. Forgive his ignorance. If it comes across ignorant, damn it, just check me on it, okay? You brought up the police, and I've often wondered about this. You know, you talked about working with the LAPD and stuff like that. What's the word I'm looking for? I want to know, how much did they let you in? I always get, you know, when I hear about actors and actresses and anybody working with different professionals, how much do they really, really let you in? Because I'm wondering, I'm thinking, do they really, really want to let her know how they do stuff? I know it's for a movie and everything like that, but they might be trying to lie. They might be trying to hide it. They don't want you to know all the tricks of the trade that they're in. How receptive were they to you for this project in terms of showing you what you got to go through when you're a detective to do some of these things?
Oh, you know, I worked with Chris Pratt's brother. He's been in law enforcement for a long, long time, and he was very open. Right. And I think it comes down to just like a boxing movie. I always just hope that they work with real fighters, because as a fighter, I don't want to see something looks fake. Like that drives me crazy. Anybody from any profession, I'm sure once you see it in a movie, if it doesn't look like how it really is, we almost take offense to it. So I believe they were really open. I didn't want to ask. I don't want to know too much. But as far as telling the story from a perspective of somebody like a homicide detective, that's very specific. So even the way you move, the different language you use, the different way you treat your partner, at least from his perspective, I want to make him proud, because I know how I feel when I see somebody fighting in a boxing movie. And I'm like, oh, man. All right. Well, I guess they just guessed that one. So I've worked with really good professional people in their fields that just have that mentality, just wants that realism of when they watch it, they want to be proud. So I want to make sure he was proud when he saw that.
Did you find yourself scared while you were doing this from this perspective? So you're Chris Pratt, you create a system, and all of a sudden, I mean, it's not innocent until proven guilty. You guilty until proven innocent, and you got 90 minutes, or you going down. They're going to bury your ass. I mean, this is what's going on right now. And I'm like, did you find yourself doing this, Kayla, and saying to yourself, damn, this could actually happen in our judicial system someday? Did you find yourself thinking like that?
Now more than ever, because I read the script though 2 years ago and we shot it about a year and a half ago. And it's the way the AI and everything else, technology have progressed from now till then, me and Chris were talking about it, like we're having a lot more conversations based on the realism. We knew this was in the near distant future, but it seems more in the near future than not. And I personally think I'm not scared. I don't think that there should be, at least I don't think there should be a judge judging you and executing in 90 minutes. That's
Right.
ridiculous. But I think
Yeah.
the resources at which, you know, because in the movie, Rebecca Ferguson plays the AI judge, and she gives the person, this person being Chris, the same resources that she uses to deem him guilty. And he gets to use the same resources as to try to prove his innocence. So do I think that we should have an AI judge? No. Do I think the speed at which people can process with the help of AI, whether it be public defenders that don't have access to the sources, whether it be people who can't afford resources, to have people who are locked up and shouldn't be locked up now who didn't have the resources that had to plea out? Do I think there can be a balance where AI can be a tool just like anything else? Absolutely. So the only thing I'm scared of is that people see this movie and they think, oh, this is exactly what needs to happen. I don't think that needs to happen. I think that is a tool, it could be used, and hopefully it doesn't get in the wrong hands.
So I was going to ask you, does it make you be somebody that embraces AI and the future impact it's anticipated to have, or does it make you want to run away from it? But it sounds like you're saying it's something that we should embrace, but with caution, and to make sure we monitor it better. Is that an accurate way to depict it?
Yeah, I think, you know, I'm learning, especially like I said, talking about this movie. AI is learning from us. I'm one of those people that don't use ChatGPT. I don't really use AI. I mean, when we Google stuff now, AI comes up first. So it's kind of inevitable. It's in everything. Our phone, we're always in our phones, we're always in our computers and laptops and everything else. So it's inevitable that the best bet for me is to learn all you can about it and how you can use it to benefit us, because AI is learning from us. I feel like something like this movie, it's not a thought piece on AI. Like, we're not leaving, like, you should think about AI. I feel like you should ask yourself a question. If there was a world where it was like this, would we be more kind to one another? Would we pay attention to being more aware of how we were treating one another? I don't, I yeah, I'm not a huge AI person, but this movie has
Okay.
definitely has intrigued me and made me positively curious that, you know, this can be something that could be used as a tool to help. Just like anything else, too much of one thing is not good. And just like a hammer, you can build something with it and you can bash somebody in the head with it. So we got to be mindful. I think that now I have a better understanding of how we can use it to benefit us, because it's inevitable. It's not like it's going to go away.
Now, this is a big question for me. This is coming from me. Rebecca Ferguson, are you a fan? I am a fan of that
Absolutely.
woman. I'm from
I
Mission
love her.
Impossible. Mission,
I love
she is
Rebecca.
the, she's all that. All
All that
that.
in a bag of chips, man.
Yes,
You
she
really know you get
is.
to call her Rex, and Rex is cool as shit. I will say Rex is cool, man. She's hilarious. She's intelligent. She's one of the. It was really a pleasure to see her work, even at the table read. I'm like, yo, you're just she. And she's always busy. She's the most busy actor I personally know, and she's amazing. She's really a gem that we have in our generation.
Listen, you can't find a bigger Tom Cruise fan than me. And I believe Fallout. I mean, listen, her in Mission Impossible 4 and 5, I'm like, it ain't the same without her. If she
Nah.
wasn't there, it wouldn't have been the same. That's how
Nah,
special
she's
she is.
amazing, man. She has a presence about her. Like, she clicks right in and right out. But like in between takes, she's a goofball. She's cracking jokes, but she's a master at her craft, man. It's a pleasure watching her, and you are a fan for a reason. She's dope. She's dope.
Let me get back to you. Are you a fan of watching today's boxing?
I do watch boxing. I will say I am a fan of seeing where women's boxing is right now. Oh my God.
Okay.
Like, I couldn't imagine where, when I started in 2008 as a professional, to see where it is now. I will say I wish it wasn't such a, I wish you can install some of the heart, because there's lack of heart and there's lack of cojones a little bit in our boxing society. I will say
Right.
that. Everybody doing it for the clicks and likes, you know.
Yeah.
It's a different time, but I think we're getting back to where it used to be, maybe in the 90s. I'd like to see a little bit more of that. It's crazy
Now,
to
what does
think
that
that.
mean? What does that mean when you say you want to get back to the 90s? What was it in the 90s that you
Hell
liked so much? Just for clarification.
yo, if there was a zero on, you were undefeated and you got beat. Now, today, if you get beat, it's like the end of your career. Back in the 90s, the best were fighting the best, were fighting the best, were fighting the best. You know, you lost, then you came back, redeemed your loss. Now it's like nobody, everybody wants to fight dead men. Everybody wants to fight a pedestrian or somebody's abuela. Nobody wants anybody that maybe knows how to fight. It's crazy. So, like, I have losses, but I bet you I ain't never got my ass whooped. I may have lost, but ain't nobody ever beat my ass. You know what I mean? So step it up a little bit. Don't be afraid to fight the best, need to fight the best. So that's what we want to see. So I'm seeing a little bit more of that, but stop just doing it for clicks and likes, bro. Actually get in the gym. And it's a lifestyle. I don't see these fighters living like the 90s fight, like a lifestyle. Like just because they don't have a fight scheduled in a few months, they ain't in the gym. You can get me out of the gym. Like that's the mentality. I got to see that old heavyweight, Lennox Lewis, Mike Tyson, that type of mentality. I like those fights.
Who's your favorite fighter of all time?
Marvin Hagler. Marvin Hagler.
Oh! Girl! God, did you just say Marvelous, the Marvelous One? Did you just
Marvelous.
Bring him up? Oh,
I
my
did.
Lord. You're the first person that I've heard bring him up first. I mean, they don't realize how great this man was. Greatest honor. Let me share this with you. One of the greatest honors of my career. He passed away, God rest his soul. I never had the pleasure of seeing him in person, but his family saw me speaking about him.
Oh, wow.
And asked me to come to his memorial service to say a few words. I flew to Brockton, Massachusetts just to do that.
Yeah,
because
man, he's from
that
my way, too. He's from around my way. And
my Lord.
He started acting. He moved to Italy and started acting, which is crazy. Like he's one of the best. He's underrated as far as people don't mention him too much. Meldrick Taylor, he's from Philadelphia. I absolutely love him. To Mike Tyson.
Yeah, I didn't like what happened to him at the tail end of his career. He got robbed against Julio Cesar Chavez. Total robbery. Total robbery.
I hate watching
total
that
robbery.
Fight, but I love watching that fight. Oh,
and they had him. Excuse me? What'd you
I
say?
I love Chavez, but I was like, yo, Chavez, you got beat. You got beat.
Yeah, he got beat, and Richard Steele should have never been allowed to officiate again
never
after
again.
That robbery.
Never again.
2 seconds? Oh, my goodness. It was terrible. Terrible.
Oh, man,
terrible.
I was so
now,
mad. I still watch that fight, Mad Libert, still. Come on.
Oh, my God. And, listen, one of my favorite fights to watch was Sugar Ray versus Hearns 1.
Yep.
One, when Sugar Ray was in trouble and Angelo Dundee's like, you're losing it, baby, you're losing it. And Sugar Ray came out like a man possessed. And, yeah, I love that one. Hearns, Hagler, first round. But I knew Hearns lost the fight because you didn't take him out in the first round, okay?
Yep.
Modern day, I look at it right now. I think Terrence Crawford just retired. He's the best on the planet. That's how I feel. Do you agree with that?
I do. I mean, I do. I love Crawford. And I mean, I like Canelo too. I mean, I think Canelo's his growth through his career, I'm so impressed with, to see how he's adjusted, to see what where he ended up right now. He's such a well-rounded fighter. If he doesn't have to fight anymore, but Terrence Crawford is the best that in our era right now that's ever done it. I mean, you have a list of fighters. There's a list of fighters from 105 all the way to heavyweight. It's a little shaky, but I will say Terrence Crawford has been one of my favorite fighters for a long time. I like different fighters for different things too. I'm not like just one.
I got
fighter.
You.
But like if they
let
do
me ask you. Let me ask you this last boxing question. I'm putting you on the spot. You on the spot. January 31st, Teofimo Lopez, Shakur Stevenson. Who you got?
Ooh, I'm a
January 31st. It's a big one. It's a big
I'm
one, Kaylee.
Shakur fan. Shakur, man, he's on it. He's always 1.5 steps ahead of you, but Teofimo got that. He's also a fierce fighter too, but I will say I gotta go with Shakur. But T.O., you never know, man. It depends on what T.O. shows up too. But he's a relentless, so I think that's gonna be good. But I hate picking fighters, but if I had to, I go with Shakur. I gotta go with Shakur.
I got Shakur by decision, but with grave concern because the power is in Teofimo. Plus, Shakur is moving up in weight, so he has to completely outclass Teofimo in order to beat him, and he can't get caught.
And
that's how I'm looking at it.
That's a great analysis, and he can outclass him. He just can't get comfortable ever. Don't ever get comfortable in there.
Okay. Well, let me tell you something right now. First of all, congratulations to you, your successful career. Congratulations to the successful career you had in boxing. By the way, don't be surprised if I call you back from time to time just to analyze some of these fights that's coming
Let's
down
go.
The pipe.
I will do a live analysis in a fight, man. Let me be your co-host. What's up?
Girl, done. Done. I will gladly bring you on. Absolutely. But the first thing we're going to do is make sure everybody sees this movie, Mercy, that comes out in theaters tomorrow. Thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it. Love talking to you and looking forward to talking to you in the weeks, the months, and the years to come. Always stay in touch, all right? Feel free to do so. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. This has been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. The marvelous, the wonderful Kaylee Reese right here on the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. 16 years, 6 world titles. Girl knows her boxing now, and she can act. She's special, and I like having special people on the show. I got an additional boxing analyst right there. Because she know what she talking about. Shakur Stevenson, she was right. Marvelous Marvin. Anybody that brings up Marvelous Marvin Hagler first knows boxing. Anybody. You understand? Because that's how great he was. I'm just getting excited as much as I was about basketball. Yes, I mean, this stuff is special. Y'all don't understand how special this is. But I digress. Mercy in theaters this Friday. This is the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Back with more in a minute.